size of lemon then.
Right. And if there's a bowl of oranges on the table, and you go to get one, and then there aren't any more, you might say to somebody, well, did you know that the...
The oranges are gone.
All right. And the vegetables in the garden that you might use to put in salad, little and red with their white in the middle and kind of sharp and sometimes hot. About this size.
Well, you got 3-4 kinds of peppers that you could put in there for that use. And then you have
the one that's put with the lettuce sometimes and
carrots and such like is that.
And a little red one that is white in the middle. You slice it off.
Oh, that's radishes.
All right, and the bigger red ones are different sizes and shapes of red ones that are lots of people's favorites, really, that you salt and...
Made of tomatoes.
All right. And the different kinds of potatoes, I think we've talked about that already.
Yeah.
What about this one? A small, unripe, or misshapen onion. Have we got a word for that around here?
Which is that now?
It says a small, unripe, or misshapen onion. We got a word for an onion that's a deformed onion?
No, I have never heard that.
I don't know that one either. All right, different kinds of onions. Different words for different
kinds.
Well,
they got some they call a red onion, they got some they call a Bermuda onion, they got some what they call a little shallot onions. And shallots, yeah. They'll double multiply them. Or what they call multiply, and you got some what they call a button onion. When they grow up, you get that button off the top and plant it and keep it going. There's several different varieties that here.
Right. And what about this vegetable? It's very typically southern, and it grows up, sticking up little shoots like this. It's green, and it can be boiled and used in soup, or very often is rolled in cornmeal and sliced off and fried.
Okra.
And what is the word, is there a word that you'd use when the pod becomes too old and dries and it gets smaller? You say it's all...
Wrinkled.
All right.
Let it stay for seed.
Okay. Another way to say that it's gotten smaller and dried besides wrinkled?
Well, you just say that's too mature. Thing that you might could give for it, but most as you said, people say that's just too old, it's done wrinkling up, and say let it stay for seed.
Okay, and if you've got a vegetable that comes in large leafy heads, grows right on the ground, just
cabbages.
And if you want to say you have some very large ones, you might say them cabbages are
big as a nail keg.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that used.
All right. What about a kind of beans that have large, yellowish, flat pods? And you open them out.
Wax beans.
All right. And what do you call it when you break the pods open and get the beans out?
Just call it shelling them.
And some other different kinds of beans that you might have in the garden.
Well, we got what you call a strychnos green pod, and you got the got this corn, what you call a cornfield bean. You got what you call a bunch bean. You got what you call a running bean, butter bean.
And what's a butter bean? Different from do you get butter beans now, or is that an old term for it?
Well, we always raise butter beans and bunch beans. Butter beans was running, and you can buy them in bush, and now you had to stick them and fix them. They grew up, and I don't suppose is that any butter beans raised in your country. I don't know.
Yes, it was a flat bean. I remember butter bean.
Yeah.
And now I think we always call it lima bean. I'm not sure. Is lima bean?
Yeah, lima bean and butter bean make you think of one another.
They're different, though.
Yeah, they're different.